Good morning, 9:10 here on the Mighty 690. And you just heard from Lisa Wilson on that little ad. Well, we have the other big Chamber of Commerce director here in Montgomery County.
Yeah, yeah.
We have Candy Westbrook. How are you doing, Candy?
Hi, good morning.
Hey,
doing
yes.
good.
Good to have you as always, and
yep.
Always enjoy our weekly chats here. So, yeah, we're getting some rain right now. I just checked the rain gauge.
Yes.
We're at less than a tenth of an inch officially here, so it's
not
a lot,
not
but, you know, more might come down that tube, and we'll get the total.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
We'll absolutely take it. So, yeah, we got a little rain for just a bit more here this morning, and then it should clear up, and we're going to be 72 today.
I know. And use it now. Take advantage of it, because then, yeah, it'll start getting cooler pretty soon.
Yeah, so I'm telling people, yeah, it'll clear out this afternoon. Go outside and enjoy it, because the next day it's going to be in the 40s. Boo.
It's okay.
So, well, what do you have going on in Coffeeville?
Well, some good stuff. Actually, I'm starting off with something really exciting. So, KOAM News has a four-state finest contest every year. And we actually made it into the top three. Our very own Dalton Defender Museum is one of the top three this year, made to the ballot. And now they're on to the next phase where you vote for the number one.
Okay.
So I'm telling everybody, go out and vote so that we can get our Defender Museum as the top attraction in the four states.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that exciting?
That is so cool.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they can go on the website and do that.
Yeah, website, or you can go to the Chamber Facebook page.
Okay.
I just shared it this morning.
Great.
There's a link. But yeah, go out there and vote. I think you can vote multiple times over the next few days, but get that in there and let's make sure our town shines.
Absolutely. Well, that is super cool.
Yeah, I was very excited about that. So, also congrats to ABC Christian Preschool and Childcare. They were our business spotlight for March coming up. So we were excited about that. And then, of course, a few items in the news around town. I know the Coffeeville Police Department is adding 5 automated license plate readers. You probably already saw that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still trying to learn a little bit more about it. But it's really, people don't need to worry about it. It's not necessarily going to go ticketing everybody that does anything. But it's protection.
Yeah.
Especially, I think they're going to be having them out by Walmart so they
yep.
can help with thefts and things like that. But it'll be reading those license plates and helping our police department out. So
yeah, this is not for, you know, some sort of toll or whatever. But
right.
yeah, this is all for helping to aid some of the state agencies and that sort of thing. Maybe if they have a like active, you know, vehicle they're looking for.
Yes.
This can be a tool to see, oh, did they go through Coffeeville
yeah.
or not?
That yeah. And I love that we have it even in our small little area, but you know, it's a good thing to help to protect us. So
yep.
The 2023 spring grant cycle is now open from the Coffeeville Area Community Foundation. So you can check out the link on their website or their Facebook page. The applications are due on March 10th. So if you're a nonprofit and you're looking for needing some projects or some help, make sure to contact them and get that going. One of my favorite places, Terrebinith, has extended their hours and now they're open late every Thursday. So for those of you that need a coffee fix late at night, you can go. Well, you can get decaf too. So, Coffeeville Public Library has 12 new computers that they just got purchased and installed and finally open to the public. So, of course, with a library card. But if you need a computer, need to jump on. And what I love too about them is they'll help you with registration, voting, and helping with job stuff and assistance. And I mean, they can do a lot. They're a great resource for our community. So. Our local Culligan Water Office is trying to get us to ditch the plastic bottles and get a cooler, which we have in our office, and we love it. So they've got a lot of specials going on. But, yeah, instead of all those little
the
plastic.
The big one. The big reusable ones.
Now you get the big
ones.
Cooler.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the big one. And then you can just fill up your drink all day long. And helps us a lot just kind of get that water intake because you forget.
Sure. We even took it a step further. We've got the filter and everything.
Yes.
And so.
That's what I want to do next.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's got, they come out and they've got all this. It's got, I mean, you got to have a little space for it. It takes up like the whole area under the sink. But yeah, it's got like this little canister and it's got
yeah.
all these different filters and stuff. And they come by and they just change it out.
Well, that's a good thing too. You don't have to worry about replacements or service or anything. They take care of
yep.
it all. And yeah.
And then it goes into a water cooler, which
mm-hmm.
is cool. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, but yeah, yep. either way, there's just some options. That's
I know.
Good.
I love it. So, and of course you know this, but Pete's Truck Stop is moving forward again. We're very excited about that. And they actually are going to have a little expansion from their original plan now. So, starting to see progress back on that. And it was kind of slow there for a while. And we were like, oh, what happened? So back on track, everything's good. I'm excited about that. And then hopefully pretty soon I'll be sharing some news on a new business downtown as well. And a few more kind of possibly in the works that are, like I said, kind of still working out the details, but hopefully some good news on that.
So. Yeah.
Okay, we got some events coming up, of course. We have on the 24th is the CCC Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Of course, we've been talking about this for a few weeks, but Natal Fest is on the 25th in the morning. And then that night is trivia night at the Yoke with the ambassadors. I think they had a team cancel, so they know they have an opening now. So if you still want to get a team together, it's so much fun, and we'd love to have you. So March 8th, Cedar Bluff Campus having a bingo night. And it's a fundraiser they do to raise money. They're going to have concessions. And I've heard it's a lot of fun. So for those bingo players out there, get your cards out. Those ones that are really hardcore about it. I mean, they have their own special cards and their own
bobbers
and everything.
Got the luck charms and everything.
And I don't even know how they can keep up with that many. I mean, they'll have like 10 at a time. Yep. And I'm like, what?
Yep. That's impressive. I can barely do a card of three.
Yep. Of course, save the date, as we talked about last time. March 24th and 25th is your all's Farm and Home show. Very excited about that. That will also be the next trivia night. So if you can't make it this weekend, save that date. And then April 1st is the Rotary Seafood Boil at Cedar Bluff Camp. And I think they told me that next week is when they have tickets going on sale.
Okay.
But just follow their Facebook page for Rotary. And that's a great night. They have auction. They have music and activities and... a lot of course, good food, too.
Now, the tickets for that, do you have to contact them to buy them, or how does that usually work?
Usually on their Facebook page, they have all of their different members will be selling them.
Okay.
And more than likely, they'll probably have a location like the Chamber.
Yeah.
Where we
sure,
can sell them
sure.
as well. So.
I know you guys you do that
Yeah,
a lot.
We do that for a lot of different groups in town. So kind of a good central place. So.
Yep.
And I know many of you have noticed our digital sign down on Walnut and 11th is slowly dying. In fact, one of your listeners called in last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our temperature gauge does not work anymore.
Yep.
And it's, like I said, it's just
Yeah, and
dying.
I think it was off yesterday, or suddenly it was black or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So they are actually installing it right now.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
And it'll take a few days, and then we've got to do some training on some software, but we've been slowly saving money and working on getting a new sign. It'll be brighter, easier to read, and the temperature will work again, I guess, if I can get that. So anyway, give me another week or two, but I can't wait to share that excitement. Everybody will see it coming from far away. Well, not too. We don't want to be distracted
right,
near our
exactly.
highway.
It's a good size. You know.
Yeah. So anyway, for all those that have been looking at that, noticing that, we are getting that fixed and hope to have that out soon. So.
Excellent. Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So that's all I had for today.
Okay. Well, Candy, always good to hear what is going on mm-hmm. here in town and some exciting stuff as we, I mean, this is hard to believe it. This is your last update for February. Isn't
February,
that ridiculous?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. We're getting March
this is just,
already.
It's a short month, but yeah, it's just weird. So
I know.
We'll see you in March.
That'll be good. Yay.
All right. Candy Westbrook from Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. Always appreciating you stopping by.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. And we will be back to open line here in moments. So keep it here on KGGF.